Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, we'll start the 4 o'clock hour with the stock market report. That's sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. S&P 500, NASDAQ, they close at all-time highs. S&P 500 up 5 points, NASDAQ up 50 points, Dow Jones down 31 points today. All right, I read you the Barry Jackson column. We talked about it a little bit, but I didn't give Solana a chance to share his opinion. I will state again, if you get the Miami Herald, or if you don't, you should, but you could read it at herald.com or the Herald app or in the actual newspaper. But I thought Barry Jackson's column on what criticisms of the Miami Heat are fair and which are unfair, I thought it was really right on. Curious what you think, Solana.
No, I thought Barry Jackson, as he usually does, nailed it. My biggest takeaway from, once again, I guess I could say, like, the vitriol that you're seeing on social media with the Miami Heat. First of all, I don't believe Heat Twitter speaks for the masses. I want to start there because a lot of people, especially those of us who are constantly consuming that type of content on social media, get caught up. And a lot of the podcasts too, a lot of the podcasters who I love, by the way, they see people tweet in things about players and about the front office and they take it as Bible, right? Like they take it as this is what the fan base thinks. And I think it's very misleading when you're constantly crafting your content based off what 15-year-olds on Twitter are tweeting at you, first and foremost. But second of all, it's fine to be upset and frustrated with a lack of movement. But I also think a lot of people want movement for the sake or trades for the sake of trade, for the sake of movement. They want to be a part of the Woj and the Shams bombs on the start of free agency because it's fun, because we all love that. But the Heat, this offseason specifically, which is what we talked about going into free agency, I cautioned Heat fans, be patient, because this isn't going to be what the Sixers are doing. This isn't going to be what the Bucks did last year, what the Heat tried to do last year. They don't have those options, unfortunately. And what I want to avoid, if I'm a Heat fan, on top of anything, is jeopardizing your future to go all in on something right now that isn't going potentially to wind up being what you want, which is making this team as good as some of the other contenders now in the Eastern Conference. And I think that's the route the Heat chose, which is patience now. They do like their team.
Let me read you a section of the Barry Jackson column that I didn't read in the last segment. Here's the other issue. Why would the Heat remain so committed to a core that went 40-39 when Butler, Adebayo, and Hero were healthy the past 3 years and lost 12 of its last 13 home games against good, healthy opponents? Why would the Heat remain so committed to this group when Butler exhibited clear decline in the basket area last season, often no longer resembling the elite player on display in 2022 and the 2023 playoffs?
It's totally fair. The Heat have kind of been selling us on Jimmy and Bam and Tyler Hero. And Barry hammered it home last year all season long, aside from the injuries. When those guys are healthy, the Heat don't compete against the top teams. They haven't been good against the top team. So it's a fair question and it's a fair criticism. But my question to the people who say blow it up is then what? This front office has proven to you time and time again they will not blow it up.
He's suggesting you don't even have to blow it up. Swing for the fences. The Panthers didn't blow it up, right? He gives you the example of Bill Zito. Panthers didn't blow it up. They took a really good team, swung for the fences, and won a Stanley Cup.
I think it's comparing, and it's not an indictment on what the Panthers did, but I think it's comparing apples to oranges with trading Jonathan Huberdeau for Matthew Tkachuk, because in the National Hockey League, one player, as great as they may be, don't make the same impact that one player can make in the NBA. So the Heat, you could argue, have swung for the fences, and that has been what has actually put them in this situation. They've constantly waited, not for the whale, but for the biggest whale, for the blue whale, for the orca, the Kevin Durant's, the Damian Lillard's. And by doing so, that has hurt them. So they're not looking to just get mildly better. They're constantly holding on to a Tyler Hero. They're constantly holding on to a Duncan Robinson for what? To ultimately turn that into Kevin Durant. Well, they whiffed on that. They couldn't get in the room with him, or they just didn't have the assets to complete with Phoenix. They did the same thing last year with Damian Lillard. They've had the opportunities, or at least felt like they were going to have those opportunities to go land those players. It just hasn't worked out for them. So to say that they haven't swung for the fences, I think is wrong. They have, but they didn't have the proper assets needed compared to other teams to go and swing for the fences. They showed up with a wiffle ball bat, and the Phoenix Suns showed up with a college aluminum bat. And that's been the difference.
That's not swinging for the fences, though, if you show up with a wiffle ball bat.
But Solana, they put themselves in a situation where they don't have the assets.
But it's not necessarily true because you do have the assets. In other words, Barry Jackson saying, hey, think about trading Jimmy Butler. Think about trading Tyler Hero. Think about packaging Tyler and Dunk. Like, he's saying swing for the – don't try to make something out of nothing. Take your Jonathan Huberdeau, someone who's loved, and turn him into Matthew Tkachuk.
And to that point, it's Bob, it's Ekblad, it's Tkachuk. But then there are the lower tier guys, the Montours, and there's the Lamborghinis, we love them. That's Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson. It's the guys like that. I don't know why we're paying them $30 and $18 million a year.
I know.
Can move those guys to up. Those positions can be upgraded. Bam's an all-star. Jimmy's still there after his injuries. If he's healthy, Jimmy's a dog. Tyler and Duncan are not a third and fourth piece of a championship team.
I agree wholeheartedly with you. And I think we learned that about Tyler Hero. My biggest takeaway from that playoff series against Boston, Tyler Hero can be a starter. He can be a really good player on a good team. He can't be your third best player if you have actual championship aspirations. But when you're talking about those contracts that the Heat gave Tyler and that they gave Duncan Robinson, don't forget those happened prior to this new CBA being implemented. So there was no way of the Heat knowing that there was going to be a first and second apron and that it would jeopardize them by giving them those deals, right? Like when the Heat signed Tyler Hero to that deal 3 years ago, nobody looked at it and said, oh my God, what a disgrace. No, you felt like Tyler Hero coming off as a rookie, 36 points in the Eastern Conference Finals, was going to develop into your third best player. If anything, you thought you got him at a bargain by having him opt into that extension. So, I mean, you could go back and forth with the Duncan thing all you want. I don't think that's keeping them from acquiring these assets or these star players. I mean, they just haven't been able, for whatever reason, to get back in that game, which they want to be in, which is whale hunting. They just haven't. And I'm not necessarily certain that trading Jimmy Butler is something that was even on the table until this season, until this offseason.
Yeah, it shouldn't have been. I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm going to the furthest extremes of right. Barry's column just for the sake of bringing them
but,
up.
But I think Pat Riley would consider it, Hawk. Like, I think Pat sure. Riley, if you told him, hey, you could go get Kevin Durant right now by trading Jimmy Butler, based on his comments, shut the hell up, Jimmy, yes. I think he would yeah. consider it. But I don't think the conversations people are having on social media and the aspirations fans have for going and getting players, I don't think are realistic scenarios happening behind the scenes. And they just think it's as simple, like we get on the text line, trade for Kevin Durant, trade for Bradley Beal, trade for X player, and those aren't realistic scenarios. Like, you're just setting yourself up to be upset at a front office that doesn't have the opportunity to make those acquisitions with what they have right now. So be critical for where they're at, fine, but don't be critical of them whiffing on something they never actually had a chance to get.
But they have limited assets because they bought corn and lima beans and made succotash, and everybody else is buying filet mignon and making steak.
But you can't say they bought or they ate succotash, I don't know what that is, when they went to two NBA finals, three deep playoff runs. And by
Jimmy,
the way,
do you know what succotash is? I'm fascinated by you using succotash as a example, which is just delightful. I mean, this speaks to me and Q-Bert and Frogger. Jimmy, when's the last time you had succotash?
Never, but the last I heard that was Sylvester from Looney Tunes.
Yes, Sylvester from Looney Tunes, suffering succotash. Let's give that to DBJ. Suffering succotash. That's a great call, Jimmy.
It's corn and lima beans, right?
I don't think I've ever had succotash. I gotta see. Have you heard of it, Juana? Do you know what's? Have you heard of succotash?
I have no idea what succotash is. How do you spell
corn
that?
Corn and lima beans. It's like it's a side.
Succotash is a North American vegetable dish consisting primarily of sweet corn with lima beans. Look at that.
Yeah. Y'all never ate succotash?
When's the last time you've seen succotash?
I had succotash, I don't know, recently. Last couple months, I ate some succotash.
Had to be homemade, though. You didn't see it at a restaurant.
No, it was some little country place. You know, I travel a lot, and I'll go to the mom and pops, and I saw succotash, and it, like, excited me. I'm like, man, I'm going to try some succotash.
Yeah, we have to give that to DBJ. Suffering succotash.
Yeah.
Sweet corn, lima beans, and other shell beans.
How about that?
Yeah, it's delicious.
I'm looking at a picture. I'm sorry. Two finals appearances in 5 years is not whatever the hell this dish is. Succotash. I'm sorry.
But KD is a filet, and we're trying to get KD for Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero.
Well, what about the one of the other points that Barry Jackson made in the column, which is the Heat haven't landed a generational talent in the draft since Dwayne Wade in 2003.
But we speak about that with Pat Riley. He does not value those young guys.
But
he
to go over two decades without finding a generational talent. Now, maybe that's because you're so good that you're picking so low all the time. I'd have to go back and compare that to other teams. Like, it's a very easy statement to write or to say, but I'd like to compare it with other winning teams and see if long-term success kind of means you're never going to hit a generational talent because you're always picking outside of the lottery.
I mean, there's very few teams who have truly built their rosters into championship teams.
Not talking about building roster, just hitting on a generational talent.
But
Jason Tatum was one of the examples he used.
Golden State as well. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond, those were all drafted players. But, I mean, think about the Heat drafting Dwayne Wade in 2003. They were playoff teams outside of 2008 every season after that until the Big Three era. Then with the Big Three era, you literally traded all your first-round picks. And after that, you were still a playoff team in 16, even after Bosch got injured. Like, the Heat have mismanaged their picks. And you could look at Justice Winslow, top 10 pick. They took him at 10. Devin Booker was a couple picks later. Like, I understand that criticism of, hey, the Miami Heat have proven to you they're really good at being able to maximize undrafted players, right, and develop the guys that they are drafting. Jaime Jaquez Jr. is a good example. Duncan Robinson, Caleb Martin, we could go down the list. So why aren't they prioritizing the NBA draft? And that's a fair criticism. That's a fair argument. But in order to do that, you have to tank. You have to commit to 2, 3, 4 seasons like the Sixers did, like the Oklahoma City Thunder did, to developing lottery picks. And do Heat fans truly want that? It's one thing to say, tank, tank, tank. And it's another thing to live Oklahoma City's 6 to 7 year run where they were literally nothing. It's another thing to live like a Brooklyn Nets fan who is literally experiencing nothing. And when they do get something, it turns into nothing. It's easy to say, tank, until you're in the middle of a 3, 4 year window. And then part of it's luck. Part of it is, hey, you drafted the right guy. The lottery ball fell the right way. Sometimes it doesn't work out the way you wanted to. Look at the Sixers. Laughingstock of the NBA for, what, 8, 9 years? They had how many number one overall picks or lottery picks? And all they have to talk about from that, the process there, is Joel Embiid, zero. Zero times they made an Eastern Conference Finals. Zero times after all that suffering.
Didn't they draft a dude that forgot how to use his shoulders?
I think his shoulder fell off.
Man. Markelle Fultz.
Great.
His
call.
Shoulders quit working.
Let's get headlines here.
I just looked at Boston. Honestly, obviously, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Marcus Smart was in there. The rest of these names, the other 13, 14 names that I looked at, they're working, they're resource officers right now.
Well, you're going to get a, when I talk generational talent, that's going to come around maybe once every 10 years, right? Like,
yeah,
you have to look at who the generational talents are in the NBA, right? Giannis is a generational talent. So what did Milwaukee go through to get him, right? You have to look at who the real superstars are in the NBA, yeah, and then figure out, okay, how often does that happen for a team, right? Because Memphis, I'm drawing a blank on his name.
John Morant.
Way?
John Morant. Like,
yeah,
what do you go through in order to get a John Morant? But there are generational talents in every draft. 21 years Ooh. Is a long time to not, go without.
Not necessarily.
I would argue
though,
that there's not a 20. There's not generational talent in every draft.
No shot, man.
Really?
Look at this year. I mean, Zachary Risacher was a number one overall pick. Alex Sarr.
I would say this year is more of an outlier than most years, because Victor Wembanyama, that's a generational talent. No.
Absolutely. Yes. But he was the most hyped prospect out of
Anthony
in the
Edwards.
Draft. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, it, look through each year, and I believe, I guess Zion, that was the Ja Morant year. So we'll say Ja Morant is the generational talent coming out of that season. I would suspect if you look at each year's draft, there's a generational talent in there somewhere, maybe more than one.
But quick, I just looked up Milwaukee. 2010, Larry Sanders, Jimmer Fredette, John Henson, Jabari Parker, who's decent, Rashad Vaughn, Thor Maker, DJ Wilson, Devontae DiVincenzo, Kevin Porter, RJ Hampton, Isaiah Todd. Then they snuck up one of those years on Giannis throughout that. Like, they didn't draft great. They won a championship, what, four years?
But I'm saying, like, once every 10 years. 21 years seems like a long time without a generational talent.
But Hawk, just to your point, though, right, you talk about Anthony Edwards, generational talent in 2020. But, I mean, the Heat were in the finals. that year. So
no, I'm with you. I'd rather have the finals appearance. I'm with you.
That, like, we forget how much fun that run was, and even,
I don't
even, you know, during the James Johnson, Deion Waiters era, right? Had I told you the Heat are going to turn this into Jimmy Butler, and then in 2023 they're going to go to the NBA Finals, and by doing it, they're going to beat the Milwaukee Bucks as an 8 seed and beat them in 5. They're going to beat the Knicks in the second round, and then they're going to beat the Celtics in 7.
I take it every time.
And you're going to lose in the NBA Finals, but it's going to be one of the greatest runs you've ever experienced as an NBA fan. You're telling me people don't sign up for that when you're going through James
every time.
Johnson and Deion Waiters?
It's the 97 Marlins to me. When people go, oh, they sold off the team after that. I don't care. I got that 97 season and then the World Series. I'll take that every single time. By the way, I would like to point out Thon Maker would have been better if his name was Thor.
Thor, yeah.
Thor Maker. I just looked at the first picks of the draft. I'm leaning more towards Hawk now, Solana. 2010, John Wall, then Kyrie Irving, then Anthony Davis, and Anthony Bennett.
I mean, there's always going to be a couple of generational talents. I do think this year's draft was an outlier.
Carl Anthony Towns, Simmons, Ayton Williamson, who's a bust, Anthony Edwards, Cade Cunningham, Banchero, Wembanyama, and then Rocheshera, whatever his name is.
Yeah, you got it.
His name's not Thor.
No, but he would have been. That's one of my arguments. Like Thon Maker, kind of cool. Thor Maker. Oh.
Mom messed him up at birth.
So close. So close, Mrs. Maker.
There is great talent in every draft. But you in order to get the number one overall pick and ensure you're getting the best of that talent, the generational guy,
I wouldn't look at the number one picks. I would look at the generational talents who went 9, 10, 11, and there probably are some.
Yeah, Kyrie Irving, Giannis Antetokounmpo, like there are guys who fall within the cracks. There's no
Tom
doubt.
Brady. You can't mention low round draft picks that turn out to be stars without saying it. It's required. That's part of my contract.
Forever.
Yeah. All right, real quick look at the headlines, Solana.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks. Don't even worry about it. The Heat got their generational talent in this year's NBA draft. Khalil Ware, baby, with the 15th overall pick. Yesterday, in summer league action, the Miami Heat beat the Sacramento Kings. Take that, DeMar, you bum. 26-11 yesterday. The Heat are back at it. They'll play Bronny James, if he plays, on Wednesday.
All right.
You guys saw the...
I hope he gets dunked on. You think the world is hoping Bronny succeeds or fails?
Huh. I'm hoping he succeeds. I guess, in the minority, although I think Solana was kind of right on when he said, what you see on Heat Twitter and Twitter in general is not the real world. I love LeBron. I always have. I'm so appreciative of the 4 years down here. Yes. I've always rooted for him, and I would root for his son, too. I am rooting for his son, so.
Okay.
I know. I may be in the minority or... Why root against LeBron? We love to root against guys who are just so great, but I don't know why.
I think you're not rooting against LeBron at all, because I'm not rooting against LeBron at all. I appreciate his years here, and LeBron, like I said, behind Jordan, best basketball player I've ever watched with my own eyes. And then just for the game, like for people, as a human, I always say as a human with the, what's it called, the promise school, like LeBron is an amazing human being. But for his son to get guaranteed contract as a second round pick over guys that are better than him just because his dad is who he is, I'm not cheering against him. I just know what's about to happen, and I think I'm going to get ahead of it almost. He's going to get embarrassed in the NBA.
Maybe, maybe not. Think about this.
Yes.
Think about this.
He averaged 5 points a game in college.
Think about this. This dude has been practicing against LeBron James his entire childhood. Yes. He has been getting coaching from one of the smartest basketball minds since he was a child. If any player is going to prove their worth to me on an NBA team, it's going to come from that kind of lineage. Someone who also has, you know, desire to create a generational stamp on the sport. And that I think LeBron is invested as any athlete parent could be invested. I just, like, if you said to me, do I think Bronny James, do I think he's going to be an all-star? No. Do I think he's going to have a successful NBA career? Yes. I'd be hard-pressed to say no. And I've seen guys, Lonnie Walker included, and I'm not telling you that, but he went right to the NBA after a kind of a nothing one season with the University of Miami. So I don't put one season of college ball with too much credence to what might happen as he matures.
Especially when he didn't have a full off season. He was coming off cardiac arrest, recovery from that. Like, I don't think that's a fair way to really use his one half college season and say, hey, we can extrapolate it to he's going to be bad in the league. Kid's 19 years old, Crowder. Like, if he played in the NBA this year, serious minutes, he will get embarrassed. But he's not. He's going to play one game for the big show, two games maybe. And he's going to go to the G League, and he'll develop there one or two seasons. And by the time he's 20 years old, maybe, like, he's ready to play in the big leagues.
Because if he stayed in college, you would say, hey, maybe he'll develop into a great player. So right. He's going to do the 2-3 years of college in the NBA around NBA players.
Shaquille O'Neal had sons. Magic Johnson has sons.
Michael Jordan had a son. I'm not saying it automatically.
You're staying around and working out with your dad makes you your dad. Bronny's 6'2". LeBron's 6'8".
I get it.
LeBron is a force of nature.
I get Lonnie's it, but I'm not saying he's going to be LeBron. I'm not saying that he's going to be LeBron.
He's going to design LeBron's shoes in about 18 months.
I don't buy that. I just don't buy that.
I think that was three guys that averaged more points than him on USC that didn't get drafted before him because his last name's James.
Right, but again, Crowder, nobody's disagreeing with what you're saying. Like, he got the help because of who his dad is. Like, everybody's with you on that, but it doesn't mean that he can't still develop into a decent basketball player who can be a role player in the NBA for 6 to 10 years if he goes to the G League now and he develops there.
He's going to play for 10 years? Y'all are crazy.
Oh,
man.
I think he will.
Come on.
Josh Richardson has played for 10 years. Like, what?
When his dad retires, his career is over.
Udonis Haslem played for 20 years.
UD is a 7,000 times better basketball player than Bronny James.
When they were 19?
Yes. Yes.
Do you remember UD's path to the NBA?
Because it wasn't direct.
He was fat. We all know he was fat.
It just wasn't direct.
It wasn't just that he was fat. He had to go, after playing 4 full years with UF, by the way, he had to go to France, play a season there, then come back to the States and try out for the Heat just to get an opportunity to be on the team. Like, by the time he was starting for Miami as his second or third season and he got a contract, he wasn't 19. He was like 23, 24 years old. He was a man. He was an adult by then. Like, Bronny, who's to say Bronny at 20 years old won't show you more than he did as a 19-year-old? Especially
if he's
training in the NBA. Well,
that's obviously the hope. I mean, that's why they drafted him.
What about all the other second-round picks? You feel the same way about all of them?
No, but I wouldn't say to you that any second – but I wouldn't say to you that any second-round pick – is not going to play 10 years in the NBA, or that any second round pick is not going to have success in the NBA. And then I would take it a step further and say to you, if I told you all the second round picks, one of them grew up around LeBron James, getting coaching from LeBron James since he was a child, wouldn't you kind of lean towards, well, maybe that guy will be the successful guy out of the second round? Or you would just say, no, a guy who I've never heard of, who I've never seen play, has to be better.
Numbers say the guys are better.
No, I understand
success
that, but
these guys are better. Like, if you're putting him being LeBron's son as a plus, if I ignore it, he's a guy that played a year at USC and averaged.
No one's arguing that. No one's arguing that. But
like,
but I would imagine
just as a player, not as LeBron's son.
Yeah, but I would imagine that there are plenty of guys I shouldn't say plenty, but I would imagine there are other people who were drafted after 1 year of college who probably averaged in single digits in points. Like, I don't think that's the rarity. Again, Lonnie Walker went to the Spurs. I don't think he averaged double digits with Miami, did he?
Lonnie was balling that. I remember we were covering him.
But he was injured most of the season.
Yeah, he was kind of a disappointment considering the hype around him when he came to Miami.
And he went the first round lottery pick, I think.
Yeah.
We'll see. The proof's in the pudding on this one, and I can't
wait. Yeah, we'll find out.
All right, guys, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Hot, humid, it's summer. That's your weather.
I'm looking up Lonnie Walker stats. Hold on. I'm just curious what he did in
18th overall pick, by the way, in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
64, 190. Played 18 games.
For UM?
11, yep. 11 and a half.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers, like 18 college games and average 11 and a half points, if that's what it is. I mean, that doesn't jump out to you as a lottery pick.
No, not at all. But he looks a little different than old Bron Bron.
I'm with you.
If Bronny drove an Uber to my house tonight to take my family to dinner, I wouldn't be surprised.
If Bronny James was LeBron James' size,
oh, he'd be amazing.
Slam dunk. So I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying, give me the guy who's grown up around D Wade and LeBron. And obviously, you know, they have the basketball court in the house. And like, you're playing against the best possible talent you could ever play against. And you're getting coached by the smartest basketball mind you've ever seen. Like, if he can't play, then he just physically can't do it. But if he's got the proclivity to be like, I'll take that head start over most second rounders.
And he also hasn't wanted for anything in his life. He's lived in $20 million homes his whole life. He got a Range Rover as his first car at 15.
I like that argument.
Does he
better.
Have that in him?
I like that argument like, better. Like just, when the going gets words, tough, it is he just going to say, well, I'm a billionaire anyway,
right,
so who cares?
Right. I don't know. I think millionaires are still driven. But what about, like, who's the Heat second-round pick? Pelly something?
Yeah, Pella Larson.
So you say Pella Larson, in your mind, will probably have a better NBA career than Bronny James.
No, nothing about Pella, but I would say yes.
Yeah. And I wouldn't, and I don't know anything about him either. I'm taking these intangibles as more important that when it comes to the second round. Because the second round is all a crapshoot, as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Pella Larson, Pat Riley likes him and thinks he can develop, and I've seen him develop people. LeBron told Pelinko, draft my son, and I'll come back to the Lakers. It was not a basketball decision to draft Bronny James.
Correct.
It was a LeBron decision. So
and there's previous examples, Shabazz Napier being one.
I would love to be able to tell a team to draft my son. It doesn't mean anything. I just love him because I made him. Like, it's the whole concept of it. That's what I'm saying. I'm not wishing he's going to fail. I'm expecting him to fail.
Right. I think most people are.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break. We haven't even gotten, and we're not going to be able to get to it, but we have not even gotten today to, you know what yesterday was, Crowder?
What's that?
National Tell the Truth Day.
Oh, I like this one.
Yeah, and I don't even think we'll be able to play that today. And to be quite honest, I don't think we'll ever do that segment again because I have it marked on my calendar and I thought we were going to do it every year. But the more that we've gotten past it, the more I realize we would never be able to top it. It was one of the best, most organic segments we've ever had. There's zero chance we would ever be able to come close unless we were making up lies, but that's not National Tell the Truth Day. So for me, that's a one and done segment. We are done with that segment.
Jim, this Solana is something special.
Yours was brutally repulsive on two different levels. The first visual and then the actual truth was both repulsive. The fact that yours got swept under the rug.
It's a llama.
It's shocking. But anyway, we still have stuff to get to. We got about an hour and 20 minutes left, hour and 23 minutes left today. We'll try to get in as much as we can.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
It's a different energy when we get in there. One of our fans, and around the fourth, they play the, what's the song? Papayas?
Hawk and Crowder.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Are we in agreement that we would never be able to replicate Tell the Truth Day? Like, it's one of those segments. The bar is set so high. This actually goes back to the Heat argument, where it's like, hey, three championships during the Riley tenure and two NBA finals appearances during Jimmy Butler's tenure, but like the bar is set so high, I think we would face that with National Tell the Truth Day.
You're 100% correct.
We tried
because
last
year. just
we tried last year.
We did?
No.
Yes. Last year, remember I admitted I had pooped my pants.
Crowder was off that day. Yeah.
No, Crowder was on, but as we went to do the segment, he allegedly
disconnected
and lost
allegedly.
Energy.
Allegedly,
very convenient. Yeah,
I'm traveling.
What I would like to do, though, I had mentioned this within the past year. I would like to do a segment where we can ask each other anything, and you have to answer honestly. But you have like one question. You can ask Jimmy one question. Jimmy, you can ask Solana one question. Solana, you can ask me one question. and you have to answer honestly. You know what I mean? That's a dangerous segment.
I think that's the
only way that we can improve upon National Tell the Truth Day.
Yeah, because Tell the Truth, we got to pick what we want to tell.
Correct, which now, is now still why it shocks me that Solana picked what he picked. And I told you I hadn't seen a movie. It shows you the judgment.
We were trying to hit home runs like the Heat, Hawk. You were bunting a little single.
No, I was the Heat. You were the Panthers. I was the Heat. I was waiting for a second appearance by Josh Richardson on my team. You guys were out there looking for Matthew Tkachuk.
That was ridiculous.
Would you participate in that, Jimmy? Would you participate in the must answer truthfully question game?
Do I have a choice?
Not really.
Not really. Would you want to?
Yeah. I don't know if I want to, but I think for the sake of radio, like, not that I have any skeletons in my closet.
I need some time to research.
I know. What do you want to ask me? Anything?
I need some time to research. I got to call Barry. I got to call Chuck. Yep. I got to call Jim. I'd have a question for you, Hawk.
Wonder, is there anything that I don't want to share?
It has to be something.
I guess.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm pretty much an open book, man. It doesn't get much worse.
I feel like I am, but who knows? I feel like I am, but I don't even know. Maybe a question would jog a memory that I had suppressed for 54 years. All of a sudden, I just start weeping. I've uncovered an unpleasant memory from my childhood.
But we've heard terrible stories about each other that are probably worse than what anything we can ask.
Right. That's my thought. It's like, I kind of feel like
we know Solana and what him and Daniel did. Y'all heard about Labusi. Like, it's kind of, is what it is.
Oh my God. Jimmy's the only one that there's gotta be a lot of, I'll be honest with you, Jimmy. I don't have any questions for these guys. I really have about 27 for you.
Can we do a Jimmy Day, Jimmy?
I think that's what it's going to be. Ask Jimmy Anything Day this summer. All right. 5 o'clock hour is coming up.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, beat it.
Hawk and Crowder.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.